Welcome to 5.0, Fivefold and Beyond with Matt
and Amy.
In the 5.0 podcast, we're going to peel back the layers of the Ephesians 4 model, revealing a thriving church, ministry, or organization. This will help leaders to identify, work together, and implement or raise up the believers who want to move in their calling. Watch those who are in your care, and they become alive with a fresh passion as the anointings on their life are revealed, encouraged, and released.
We also offer seminars, conferences, and strategic advising to pastors and leaders. We'll sit down with you and help you to learn how to have a fivefold influenced church or organization. Also, how to identify and integrate people with fivefold giftings into your teams and into your organization. So connect with us at ihimtv.com. That's ihimtv.com.
So get ready to engage as these podcasts will open an understanding, remove confusion of the fivefold, and open your eyes and heart to what you and those around you carry. Thank you for connecting with us today at 5.0 Fivefold and Beyond podcast. Here we are. Today's thing title, I guess, is called Knock Knock, Who's There?
An Apostle.
So today we're going to be, in this session, we're going to be talking about the mantle, the office of an apostle, the godly form of that. It's a person, not just the realm like we've been talking about in the last couple of podcasts. We're actually going to break down the mantle. So I'm excited about doing that, Amy. Thank you for joining and working together with me on this.
It is my pleasure.
And I get to work together with you on this. I love having a great partner. I'm looking forward to some future podcasts with some interviews with some apostles and pastors and teachers. It's going to be great coming up. So we're almost done the series that we've been doing of breaking these down, just kind of introducing them. And so we're going to do that right now. Amy, you got a verse for us, I suppose.
I do. I'm actually going to start with a familiar one that we've been using quite a lot in this, is Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12. Just as a foundation for this particular session. Mm-hmm. It says, he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, and some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. I want to then skip to another verse. I've actually got a couple of passages we're just going to lay some foundation with. In 1 Corinthians 12, verses 28 to 30, it says, God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, and various kinds of tongues. All are not apostles, are they? So this is a good question, right? Everyone's not an apostle, are they? Everyone's not a prophet, are they? Everyone's not a teacher, are they? Everyone's not a worker of miracle, are they? All do not have gifts of healings, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? So it's just showing that, you know, back in Ephesians 4, he gave some as apostles. And I know there are some teachings that, you know, everyone's an apostle. Or there are some individuals who feel like, well, I desire to be an apostle because I see it as the premier ministry or pinnacle of what I could become in God's kingdom. And so we self-appoint or pursue that. And it may or may not be what God has called us to be at all.
Correct.
In 1 Timothy 1:1, we see Paul says, he's introducing himself. He's saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the commandment of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope. So what we're seeing here is apostles are chosen by the Lord, not by man.
Mm-hmm. Just like the prophet was born to be a prophet, mm-hmm. something you're born into, and hopefully they discover it and are able to walk in that godly content. Apostles are the same way. God chooses us. It is not a form of promotion. You're not a pastor, and then you go, I want to be an apostle now.
Yeah, and so I'm promoted.
So I'm going to get promoted. And we try to go after something. But yeah, all your giftings is very pastoral in nature. Now, you can easily be given a position and be called a bishop, overseer, apostle. And remember, some people that are in bishop and overseer aren't they're doing apostolic work, but they're not necessarily apostles. And the mantle's not there. They might be something else. But so it's not really that. It's God calls us, those that are to be apostles, to be apostles. And remember, you're the foundation. You're not on top of the pile. You're lifting everybody
else
up.
You're at the bottom of the heap, right?
Jesus Christ himself is the cornerstone. Right? Yeah, you might be a general. If there's different types of apostles. I think we're even going to talk about that today, too.
Yes.
All right.
Honestly, think about this. Do you really want to be something that you don't have the grace to be?
Frustrating.
When we walk in any position, I don't care if it's pastor. I've seen people who are in a pastor position, and they are not graced to be pastor. And they're broken. Yeah. From the experience. And the same with apostles. Like, we're walking in a place that we're not meant to be. And it's frustrating. Frustration comes. Sometimes it changes us. We try to push things too much to make it work. And we hurt people, mm-hmm. or we become hurt. And so, you know, I encourage you today, find out who God has called you to be, created and destined you to be, and be that.
Yep.
There's no grace to be someone else.
Which is looking at your indicators of your traits that you carry and the things you're attracted to, and then developing and maturing them. I believe mantles can mature and they grow with you.
Yes.
Right? And yes. If that's what you are. And so what happens is the best way to move is to have, and apostles cannot be, should not be by themselves. They can, but they should not be. They should have peers. And what happens is if you're an emerging apostle, but there should be peers, fathers over you that look out for you and speak into your calling, they should come into agreement and recognize a mantle that's on somebody and then walk together in accountability. And that's the best way to enter into something that you're carrying instead of self-promoting. You hang around people that will that know what to recognize, and they'll call it out of you, and they'll say, and then they'll begin to work with you and begin to bring you. Why not? Why would you not choose? And I'm talking to the emerging. Why would you not choose to walk in someone's training that's healthy and not have to learn the mistakes that they went through? Because you're going to go through your own. We all go through our own mistakes. Why have to hit every mistake that's out there?
Exactly.
That's not right either. So there's a way to do that that's proper.
Yeah, and it starts with squelching our pride. But we're not talking about pitfalls today. We are talking about what does an apostle look like. You know, an apostle is part of the governmental structure of the body of Christ. They're an architect in the spirit. They see that things are tested and proven. They set things in order. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talked about this is the result when you have an apostolic culture is that things are in order. Who sets that in order? Who brings that? An apostle. Mm-hmm. They have to sometimes make the hard choices to bring structure to something and to find that balance of bringing structure to something that doesn't crush it or control or overpower it, but that actually causes it to grow.
Yeah. And I find that true apostles take a lot of hits.
Yes.
They can't make everybody happy. You think pastors are under attack and get hit. Apostles usually get hit more. And it's usually from the ones you're trying to help. Or it's from those of the religious crowd that don't accept what you carry and they're jealous and they're after you. Apostles also lay hands on for impartation purposes of the presbytery. Presbytery is a big word for elders of the body of Christ, such which are the fivefold elders we're talking about, and they lay hands on others to send them forth, to bless their mantle, to say, hey, we recognize what God has put on you, and it's evident on you. And so when we do that, we're not just because we're higher than you, we recognize that. So now it's our responsibility to encourage you and to speak into that and to watch your back. So apostles will do that as well.
Yes.
I don't know if we're not going to get into it in this podcast, probably in a future podcast, but there's a great debate about whether females can be apostles or not. And they are mentioned in scripture, but we're going to get at that earlier. So if you guys are listening, go, well, are they going to talk about that?
So I'd be like, tantalize them now.
I am.
I'll dangle it out there.
You know me, I do stuff like that. Okay, what else is an apostle?
Well, they kind of know how we believe because I've talked about the apostle column I like.
So. That's true.
Right? Okay, so you kind of know where we stand with that. You know, apostles work together with prophets for the unfolding of God's plan. So again, there's a lot of foundational stuff that goes on with apostles as well as prophets. And there has to be a linking up and working together. What was it that we heard once? And I loved it. Like when you look at apostles and prophets, like prophets, like we'll breathe or call something into being, and an apostle will drive a stake in the ground. I think you actually said it or put it in your book. An apostle will drive a stake in the ground and say, you know, this is what is. And there's that establishment of things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they definitely work together to release. And then, of course, then again, things are built on it. That's where the other of the fivefold come in. You know, not everyone can be a pioneer. You've got to have settlers.
Right.
If a pioneer would have swept across our country and no settlers came in behind, there never would have been towns and cities built. There never would have been things established. The apostle, he can establish it, but people got to come in there and live in it. They've got to function in it. They've got to work and grow and move and have their being in that thing that the apostle has established.
And here's the interesting thing about apostle, because apostles can be trailblazers, so they find the pathway, but they also will set up a camp. And when they set up camp to establish something and build something, they often do not see the completion of that building of what it could be, but it brings it to a place of stability where it can stand on its own and it's strong. And with apostles, they know the power of delegation.
Yes.
And they're able to delegate and release those people with their giftings. The other ones that are going to come in with the city building mentality and do whatever, and then they'll move on and blaze another trail. So they are builders and establishers, but they don't see it till the very end. They will come back to the city and visit
yes.
it. But there's a place, there's a line, and then they have to move on because they have to conquer, right? That's what we talked about, the apostello. They go and invade and move in from that other podcast that we were talking about. They, in order to do that, they often will move in signs and wonders. It's an ear tag on the mantle for sure.
In 2 Corinthians 12:12, it talks about that. It says, the signs of a true apostle were performed among you with all perseverance by signs and wonders and miracles.
Yeah.
There has to be that supernatural in operation. And again, you know, you're growing in it. If you know God's called you to be an apostle, then these are areas that you can grow in. You say, God, I know that these are signs of an apostle. I want to flow by the power of your Holy Spirit in signs, wonders, miracles.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. You hang around apostles that operate in stuff like that, or at least get a voice from them, right? One thing, I know it's a pitfall, but at the same time, it's what one is not. And an apostle is not a king or a queen sitting on a throne. They're more general. Or you can have apostles that are more ambassadors. Just like pastors, there's different expressions of their call, so is with apostles. Not all apostles are the same.
So what would that look like? What would the difference be between an apostle who's more like a general and an apostle who's more like an ambassador?
So apostle with a general is very much in strategy, implementation, movement, coordinating, order, setting things where systems are in place, where they overlap and connect, they bring connection. An ambassador, apostle ambassador goes into areas and deals a lot of times with hard ground, or they come into places of chaos where they're mediators. They bring peace. They bring order in that way to a broken, hurting body or conflicting, where there's a conflict going on. They're representing. There's a bit of everything in all of it, but there's dominant expressions. And so ambassadors will come in like that, breaking new ground, saying we're here in the name of the King, that type of thing. So an ambassador apostle usually will have a very strong partnering evangelistic DNA in them.
Mm. We've seen that before, for sure.
Yeah. That's just a short version. I mean, these are podcasts worth of discussion,
yes.
Right? So this, like I said, this is just introduction. We're trying to keep it simple and clear as we can.
Apostleship, to be an apostle, is a very relational, covenantal thing.
For sure.
Motivated by love. Like, apostles are fathers, mothers, not masters and rulers of another.
Yeah.
And so, again, we have that desire. A true apostle will reproduce themselves over and over again. And in that process, you know, when our apostle is actually Matt's dad, and I'm going to just put in a mention of him because he will probably bring him into one of our podcasts.
We did. I talked to him. Point. He's going to be coming up
yes,
soon.
Yes, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because he is an apostle, and he was an apostle when there weren't apostles. And I'm not saying like back before the days of Jesus, but I'm saying before they were recognized in the church. Again, we kind of, you know, went through these dark ages. He was preaching kingdom before kingdom was popular. He was preaching sonship before it was a thing, or when it was only thought to be a bad thing. And he's raised up people, young men, like constantly. He has just fathered not just his own sons, but many others. And he's been betrayed and he's been burnt by some of them no longer serving God. And that's heartbreaking. But, you know, one thing that was so inspiring as I've watched his life for the last 30 years is that he didn't give up. It didn't matter. He was apostle to the core, and he would just say, pick it up and go on forward again.
And apostles will have a lot of heartbreak behind the scenes when their sons and daughters falter, fail. But at the same time, there's a lot of joy.
Yes.
When they succeed. Not always do the apostles tell their spiritual children that they're in that place. Oftentimes it's hidden, but other times it isn't. I guess it depends on the relationship, how it flows. So, it's not a boss mentality for sure.
No. And they're going to do everything in their power to see that those entrusted to their care, you know, their spiritual sons and daughters, will fulfill God's call in their life.
That's it.
Like, they go the extra mile. They sacrifice themselves to see their spiritual children succeed and you know, get to where God wants
them
to be.
And so no wonder they're under attack, because the enemy hates generations, hates generational thinking. Apostles think in generations.
Yes.
And so the enemy wants to attack that, just like he's attacking society and destroying family units, personal identity. Those things are attacking against that, while you have apostles who build that up and speak into it and release it to become so much more. So that's why there's often a conflict between the kingdom of light and darkness in an apostle's ministry, is because they run right into rulers, principalities, these type of things. That's why, because there is that conflict of rulership going on for that territory.
And, you know, as an apostle, it's so important to recognize the authority that God has given you. And that's why we need to recognize, you know, I'm an apostle because God called me to be an apostle, not because I wanted to be one or because I said I was one. Because when I understand that God called me, and I am confident of the fact that God called me, then I understand the authority that he gave me to operate in that.
I remember in our apostolic commission, we had apostles and prophets and a governmental teacher there. And when they did that, and at the very end of the commissioning and laying on of hands by the presbytery, by them, I remember one apostle, mature apostle, walked up to me and said, "Welcome to the club where there's a big target on your back." And then he began to encourage me from that as well. But he was giving me a heads up of, yep, you're going to get your darts as well, but you can't let them kill you or drain your life from you. You're going to do it anyway.
And, you know, really, and that's what we've been passionate about doing, is activating the saints.
Yep.
You know, an apostle's focus is more on training and activating the saints, releasing them in their call, rather than just ministering to the sheep. And ministering to the sheep is very important, but that's assigned to others. Mm-hmm. And so this is where the apostle flows. They're also, you know, someone who's an apostle is creating and implementing teams of apostles, teams of prophets, teams of multi-gifted leaders, spheres interacting with spheres, you know, like kind of the wheels within the wheels.
Wheels within the wheels.
And again, that comes from that coordination and order and, you know, setting things up.
So apostles, basically what we're saying right there in that is that apostles break down the barrier and the wall of resistance, breaks down the wall of competition, the wall of comparison, all these things between ministries, because they don't understand. Everyone has, if they have a pride issue or an issue, they want to be recognized or validated as being important. An apostle, not only are they diplomatic, but they bring the truth to a place to say, this is where it's at, and this is how it fits together. Are you in or out? There is a line. Apostles do draw lines in the sand.
Yes.
Because apostles recognize the time. They look at a field and determine if it's worth the investment. That's a mature mature apostle will have to do that. Why? It's not because we're playing favorites or because of the potency of the treasure that's to be deposited. It has to be put into place where the investment will come back and just blow out, multiply, and touch many lives. That's how apostles think.
Exactly. And that's why you see a lot of people who are apostle in the business world, they will really succeed and do well because they understand the power of investing in the right place.
Correct.
And, you know, really, for an apostle, it's never about our success. It's about the success of others. And personally, you know, I find that over and over again when I enjoy, one thing that I enjoy is taking teams on ministry, like missions trips to even to like New York City. I've taken several teams, and many of the people that I take haven't been out of rural Maine. And so it's kind of mind blowing from them. But I love to see how it expands their vision, their worldview. So first, I like to see them expanded in their thinking and their view. But also, I love to see them released. And my joy doesn't come from giving a homeless person a blanket and a meal. Now, mind you, that's a wonderful thing, but my joy comes when I see one of my team members give a homeless person a blanket and a meal and interact and pray with them. Like when I see my team members released, that's my joy.
Yeah.
And so you see that as an apostle. You know, my success is your success. And it's a wonderful thing. Thanks for listening today. Feel free to share this. We actually encourage you, if you would share this, spread the gospel and bring understanding to people by just hitting the share button. And subscribe to this podcast, if you haven't already, on your favorite podcast platform. Have a wonderful day.